Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Depending where you live, you may be accustomed to certain legends or things that go on wherever you're at. Where I live in Upper Michigan, and have been a good part of my life, we have plenty of things that are unusual. Sasquatch has been reported. Even the man-wolf, what they call the man-wolf. And of course, UFO activity, there seems to be a lot of that as well. And last year, or a couple of years ago, there was a couple crop circles reported not too far from where I live. Now these, you know, maybe not everybody experiences that, but the one thing that I've always wanted to kind of find out about was cattle mutilations, because you hear a lot of that out west. And not just that, but any UFO experience, any kind of unusual experiences, I'm always open to whatever people have and they're willing to share. So I came across a website, it's called UFOWatchtower.com. And the person who is in charge of this place, an actual place, the Watchtower, UFO Watchtower, Judy Mezzaline, and she's in Colorado. How you doing, Judy?
Hey, I'm good.
You're good. We were supposed to talk the other day, and I messed up, so I'm glad you decided to talk to me now. So you live in what town is this near?
I live just outside of Hooper, Colorado. It's in the San Luis Valley.
And where's that located compared
it's
to Denver?
In the southern part of Colorado. If anybody's familiar with the Great Sand Dunes National Monument,
okay.
I'm directly west of that.
So you decided to start this place called the UFO Watchtower. Now, when did you do that?
In 2000 is when I opened. From the time I'd moved to the valley, I came down here initially to raise cattle. And from the time I'd moved here, all I heard were UFO stories from the locals. I mean, one after another, and then just got to the point I'd giggle and say, we need a UFO watchtower, never ever thinking I would ever do it. Well, after struggling with cows for 4.5 years, because they don't eat sand real well, I had to sell the herd, and I was working at the gas station in Hooper, and I was telling one of the farmers about it. I said, I've got all that land. I don't want to sell the land, too. And he said, you need to put up that UFO watchtower you've laughed about. He said, you'd have fun. Well, I never, you know, initially it was just going to be a tourist trappy business. I mean, that's what it was going to be. Until folks started arriving and telling me their stories. I was forced to be outside because I had people here. And then I started seeing things myself. And forget the tourist trappy thing. Boy, we get lots of serious people in here in the UFO community.
And so you had not seen a UFO prior to that until you opened this place up.
That's correct. I watched the X-Files. Does that count? You know?
I don't know. Maybe. The truth is out there, they say. So how far away? I mean, were these things that you don't really know? Or was it something you saw close up and it's like, this ain't from our planet?
Well, we see these strange lights quite a bit. And, you know, they'll go real fast and just stop. Or they'll be going one direction and just go the other direction without turning around or anything. Mm. We've watched satellites. Now, this is crazy. We watch what we call satellites coming across the sky. I don't think satellites can stop.
Right.
And no. We've seen that as well. A year ago, I had a guy call me, and he said, Judy, are you watching that triangular one up by the moon? And I said, what triangular one up by the moon? And he says, you get out your binoculars tonight, and you look. He says, we've been watching it for 3 nights.
Hmm.
So I went out. I didn't need binoculars. I mean, it was just clear as day. And it was there another couple of nights, and then it just disappeared. So what the heck was it, you know?
Right.
The closest one that we've seen from here was between the tower and the mountains, and I would say it was probably maybe 12 miles away, but I called it cigar-shaped. It moved from the north to the south really rapidly. 11 o'clock at night, we had over a dozen people here. Everybody saw it. Hmm. So what was it?
Are there any bases nearby you?
The closest base that I'm aware of is in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
And that's a couple hundred miles.
That's quite a ways away, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, they used to have training flights down here. And from what I understand, our pilots were training folks from other countries how to fly under the radar. Well, after 9/11, that has pretty much stopped. Periodically, we'll get some F-16s or a C-130, but nothing like what it used to be.
Okay. So some of that could have been explained as jets, perhaps. Some
right.
people might get, you know, once you've seen something and you know what to look for, that's what always cracks me up. It's like, well, maybe it's a star or the moon or, you know, that's fine. But generally, most of us know what to look for. If something makes a stop, I mean, it's flying fast and it stops and it makes a right angle turn or goes the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, we don't have anything that can do that.
No, and I've questioned the Air Force guys that have come in. And I've said, you know, can our planes do this? And they said, don't even think about the plane doing it. They said the G-force on our bodies would just blow up.
Yeah, you know, and not only that, maybe they have things we're not aware of. You know, I really believe that's the case. There are things they have, but like you say, could our bodies handle that?
That's it.
And where do you think these beings are from? Do you have any idea?
I have no clue. I hear a lot about the Pleiadians.
Yeah.
They're the good guys.
What about the Greys? Do they people talk about that?
Well, they say the Greys are the workers.
Mm.
And that's all that they really do is work. The tall whites are the doctors. But folks will come and they'll say, aren't you scared to be here? Well, scared of what? You know?
Really?
The way I look at it, if, in fact, they are coming to visit Earth, and they've been doing it for thousands of years,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
I think if they meant to do harm, that we wouldn't be here.
Well, some people believe, and I kind of believe this as well, that there's been a race that has really been there to kind of assist us, or maybe they enslaved us. I don't know, but they have basically helped us along the way.
Amen.
In our evolution on this planet. And, you know, some people will talk about, well, that maybe we were enslaved by another race. Well, maybe that's a separate race. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do know, I really believe, well, I've seen a gray close up.
So you have?
Yes, I have.
Cool.
And I believe in that, and I've seen UFOs. And, you know, really, if you want to see one, Judy, all you have to do is think about it before you go to bed at night, and they'll come visit you.
Yeah, I believe that I saw two of them in the bedroom one night.
Mm. Were you thinking about them at the time?
Huh?
Were you thinking about them at the time?
No. You know, at the time that I saw them, I thought, oh, Judy, you're hallucinating.
Mm.
And I rolled over and went to sleep. You know?
Right.
But I know there was something at the foot of the bed. Now I kick myself in the rear because I wanted to talk to them. You know?
Yeah.
But maybe I wasn't supposed to.
Well, and maybe you just don't remember.
Yeah, that could be too.
Chances are they just didn't show up to say hi. Or maybe they did. I didn't find it in any way threatening. I didn't find it in any way negative, as
no.
some people have portrayed it. How would you describe it?
You know what? You're fading out.
Sorry about that. Let me turn it up just a little bit.
Okay.
I said I didn't find it in any way threatening or frightening. I didn't see these beings as being something dark or negative. And that's your experience as well?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe that they are here to hurt. I believe that they are here to help. And I've had hundreds of abduction stories come through the place in the last 14 years. And these people are from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me it's the most loving experience they've ever had.
Yeah.
One woman said that she and her husband were taken at the same time. And that they were just tested for their intellect and brought back, you know? To me, that's not horrible stuff.
But yet you have people that are completely frightened, terrorized, and they've actually been in pain, you know, that have been taken aboard these ships and impregnated. I mean, I'm sure you've heard that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I always look at it like, what kind of agreement did people have before they came here, even? You know, before we came into our physical bodies.
Yeah.
If the aliens know our agreement, then they're probably going, well, what's the big deal? You agreed to do this. Uh-huh. You said you'd want to do this to help us out so we can procreate with you. So I've always kind of looked at that in that way. And the Greys, from what my understanding, are just highly intellectual. They actually froze my body so I couldn't move, and I think he did it with a thought. When I first saw him in the bedroom, I looked at him, and all of a sudden, I was having trouble moving, even breathing, practically. And then, it's like he put a thought in my head, or something did, that if I had no intention of hurting him, he would loosen up on me. And so, I said, no, I don't have any intention. And that's when I was able to start moving my upper torso and breathe easier and feel relaxed. And then, boom, I was out like a light. And I woke up the next morning, 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. This happened in the middle of the night.
Uh-huh.
And I thought for the longest time, well, that's a dream. That's a dream. And it was so vivid. And I know it took me years to get past that and realize you don't remember dreams unless you wake up right after them. At least I don't remember a dream. So now I know, hey, you know what? You think of something, whatever it is in the universe you want, if you focus on it, I think it comes to you.
Uh-huh.
In one form or another. I wanted to get to you about, and you can go any direction you want with this. Now, if somebody, let's talk about, first of all, do you have places where people could stay out there? Can they act literally?
Yeah, we have a campground.
Okay.
And then folks can use the tower at night to go up and watch the sky. And
that's cool. And you get people coming out there from all over the world?
Yeah, we get people from all over the world.
That's really cool.
And as I understand it, I mean, we have searched it out, and as I understand it, we're the only UFO watchtower in the world.
Hmm. Interesting.
Which is kind of bizarre.
So, Judy, what I wanted to talk about, and I will go any direction you want, but I'm guessing you've had a lot of experience with cattle mutilations. I really haven't been able to talk to too many people about that. What can you tell me about that?
As I understand, they've had 10 to 15,000 mutilations in this valley in northern New Mexico since the 60s.
10 to 15,000?
1,000. I'm not an expert on it. I have gotten to go see one. You know, they try to put the blame on extraterrestrials, and that isn't what I think it is.
Really?
My personal opinion, if you want to know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is I think it's military, and I think they're doing spot checks for radiation. And I have questioned others, you know, why doesn't the military go buy the cow? And somebody said, well, because they're afraid the American public would just panic if they thought that that was going on. And I said, well, you know, I've been in the cattle business, and if somebody walked up to my front door and said, here's $1,000, I want that cow, I'd say, let me help you load it. You know, there wouldn't be, I wouldn't even care who the heck it was or what their name was.
But so you believe
the one that I got to go see was near an old radioactive waste dump. And the rancher told me that the day before he found the mutilated cow, that the military was flying all over the ranch the day before.
Hmm.
Then the next morning they find the mutilation. I didn't realize that we have, like, they're kind of like fanny packs that are lasers. And that's what the cuts on the cow look like, is like it was a laser cut.
Mm-hmm.
I had a woman call me one day, and she said, I just wanted you to know that I watched a military aircraft drop a mutilated cow.
Really?
And I said, thank you very much. But see, the parts that were gone on the one that I saw was the pituitary gland, the thyroid gland, the tongue, and the brain. Okay, when an animal is grazing, what parts of that animal would hold the radiation?
Now, what are they worried about radiation? I mean, where would the radiation be coming from?
Well, there was a radioactive waste dump near the pasture where she was.
But, I mean, it can't be that way all across the country.
Well, you know, I don't know. Mm. I don't know. I just know that that's my feeling on it. And maybe there are other areas that were radioactive at one point in time. And that's how they keep track of it. I don't know, but I don't think it's extraterrestrial.
We have some cattle ranchers in this area in Upper Michigan. I don't know if you're familiar with Upper Michigan or Michigan in general, but I have never heard anybody refer to it that they've had that issue. I know in Canada, I've read articles in Canada. I've read articles how they've had it in the Deep South, right? They've had that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also had it in the Midwest. And out West, it seems like more than anywhere. Like it happens more out West than anywhere else. Or is that just me?
Well, it happens out here a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and there's Chuck Zukowski who investigates. Mm-hmm. Christopher O'Brien, my God, that man spent... how many, 15, 20 years with of his own time and his own money going out investigating these mutilations.
Hmm.
Thomas Peavy is another one. He's located here in the valley. But nobody has been able to come up with why, you know.
And so you think they're blaming it on extraterrestrials?
I think they're putting the blame on extraterrestrials. If it was extraterrestrials, wouldn't we have heard about it long before the 60s?
I really don't know how long cattle mutilations have been around, to be honest.
Yeah, but it would seem to me they'd have been doing it a long time
ago. Yeah, you would think that if they've been around as long as they have, yeah, they would probably, unless it's just a different race. I mean, there are stories, UFO stories, that I have not heard about until, you know, in the last few years that most people have never heard about. And these are completely different stories than the norm, the typical norm.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that we don't always hear about.
And I've heard stories about it's not just cattle.
Hmm.
You know, it's other animals as well. Somebody mentioned one time humans, and I don't hear much about that.
I've heard about that, too, briefly. I don't really, but that'd be kind of scary.
Yeah.
We're going to take you up and take a look at you.
But why would extraterrestrials do that, you know?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, maybe there's some bad ones.
That's true.
Could there be some ones that don't have our intention, best intention for us?
There could be.
You don't really know offhand, though. You don't have a feeling on that too much?
I'm reading a book right now, and it's called Human by Day, Zeta by Night. And if you ever get a chance to read it, her name is Judy Carroll. It's good.
Okay. Judy Carroll. I wonder if she'd come on my show.
I don't know. She's in Australia.
I could Skype her. We could do it on Skype.
Yeah.
I've had people on. I had a woman on from Australia. So she is writing about, what is the book about?
Well, it talks about basically how she was reincarnated into a human from a Zeta, you know?
And, interesting.
And, I mean, it's a totally believable book, and you don't want to put it down. It's good. It is good.
So,
but according to her, she was one of the crew members on one of the ships that crashed at Roswell.
Really?
Well, all of a sudden, I'm getting a lot of these crew members and commanders getting a hold of me because they need to talk about this, and it's pretty interesting.
So you think there's been a massive cover-up for years?
What makes you say that one?
I got to ask these questions.
Yeah, I do. You know, how come these other countries are finally opening all of their UFO files so folks can see them, and yet the United States won't? Now, I want to know why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and then part of the excuse was that it would shock the people. And I just don't believe most people would be shocked anymore.
I don't think so either. And not by the ones that come in to see me over here, you know. Maybe they've never seen anything or had any experiences, but they're interested. And folks are so open-minded now about there has to be life someplace else out in this universe, and why couldn't they come here to visit, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, we think that it has to be done in a ship that's got to travel, you know, 40 light years, I think, is one of the closest planets. And the thing is, if they can bend space and time, they could probably be here in a moment. You know,
well, did you ever think maybe they're in a different dimension than
mm-hmm,
we are?
Mm-hmm.
And they can pop in and pop out as they please, you know?
You know, I talked to a friend of mine who's a channel. I don't know if you're familiar. Mm-hmm. I've done much with channels.
Mm-hmm.
But we did channel on alien energies in one of the shows we did. And she actually channeled the Greys. And I asked them how they propelled their ship. And she said they used their mind.
Mm-hmm, that's what I've heard.
And they were able to get someplace rather quickly. And so if it's basically thought-based, then we really, you know, as beings, we can do that right outside of our bodies. We can travel. And so who's to say that somebody hasn't mastered that in a physical form?
Right.
And that, to me, would explain how you could travel anywhere, you know, basically anywhere. There's a friend of mine also who does UFO investigations. He's out of Detroit. His name is David Twitchell. And he saw a UFO near Detroit. His whole family did. And he said, and what's cool about his story is that, you know, you might see something fly into the sky. He said the sky opened.
Wow.
It's like it ripped open.
Wow.
And this thing came through it. So that tells you that there is something going on, like there's an opening that they're creating. And he said he actually saw smoke first, and then this thing came through.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that supports what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Well, that's you know, I've had a lot of time to think.
I bet you have.
And I come up with these ideas, and I think, where'd that come from? You know?
And maybe it's coming from a higher place.
That's what I'm wondering, too.
It's like something is putting the thought in your head. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're communicating with other beings, perhaps?
Could be.
And not even, they're
not
putting
even
thoughts.
Realizing.
Yeah, they're putting thoughts, because it seems like some people have the ability to do that.
Yeah, you know, I've had over 25 psychics come in over here. And at the beginning, they recommended that we put in a garden out in front, a rock garden out in front of the tower. And they said that there were two large vortexes out there. And so anyway, so I told my webmaster about it. Boy, she was here and this rock garden goes in.
Hmm.
Well, they also said that there were two large beings there who protected the entrances to the vortexes, but they are also there to help. You just can't believe how many people have been helped by going into that garden and asking for it.
Really?
Oh, it's amazing.
That's cool.
It is cool. And just miracles are happening. I have one woman who swears to God that that garden healed her cancer. I said, my good God, if it did, thank God, hallelujah, praise the Lord, because you know, that is so important.
That's interesting. That is really, really interesting that you talk about that. Because I have a vortex, I've been told, in my yard. And I took a picture, and there was a guy, I didn't realize it at the time, but as I kind of looked closer at it, there was a man standing there. And he was dressed in a different period. And so I've had things happen in my yard. And like tree branches, like they were lined up in a certain direction. Just a lot of mystical stuff seems to happen near my house and my yard. And it's all positive. I don't see it in any way as being negative. But I always thought, well, maybe there's a way I can use this vortex to heal other people.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying what you did is you created a rock garden.
Mm-hmm.
And people have had amazing things happen. That's really cool. Maybe that's why this voice in my head is telling me that. Or maybe I'm just a little loony. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that too, right?
Well, you know, I wrote a book, and I've entitled it That Crazy Lady Down the Road.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. You have a book called that. And did you just share all your experiences or what?
I started from square one of when it all started and everything that had gone on here and then into the tower. And then folks shared their experiences with me, and I put a number of those in the book.
That's really cool. So you love living out there?
Oh my gosh, yes.
And is it kind of like dry and arid, real arid, I'm guessing, Southern Colorado?
It gets really cold in the winter.
But I mean, you don't have a lot of vegetation, do you?
No, we have a lot of greasewood. It's a brush that nobody likes.
It's pretty flat where you're living, I'm guessing, too?
Yeah, in the valley here it is flat, and then we have the mountains.
So you can see quite a ways, though, huh?
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, I'm guessing you can see quite a distance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the valley itself is about 75 miles wide and about 100 miles long.
Wow, that's nice.
And the night skies, because we don't have much, I mean, we don't have any light pollution. Those night skies, it's like you can pick the stars right out of the sky.
Mm. It's pretty good where I live, too, but I have a lot of trees around me, so part of it's cut off. But when I sit out on my deck at night, I'm out in the country. Away. You know, I work in a town that's maybe 10,000 people or something like that, but I live out of town, and I'm pretty much out in the sticks a little bit, not too far off the highway.
That's not all bad.
No, and I love it because I get all kinds of critters that come through my yard, but I also... You know, at night I can see up in the sky and there's nothing really bothering it.
Yeah.
I'm that type of person that's drawn to that. And I'm guessing all of us, would you say that we're drawn to those kind of things because that's really a deeper part of who we are?
Mm-hmm.
And that maybe even that we've come from another place, another planet?
Yeah.
Have you sat down? Have psychics told you things about yourself at all?
Oh, yeah.
Can you want to reveal any of that or...
I'll tell you one. After I started, this is funny. It was like in December, and a friend of mine called me and said, this gal is going to have a group channel session. Do you want to go? And I said, yeah, that'd be fun, you know. And so we went to this house up in Monta Vista, and there were 20, 25 people in the room. And she started her session, and she started at one side of the room and worked her way, you know, around the room and through the crowd and everything. She got to me, and she said, the aliens are mad at you. And I didn't know her from Adam's Off Ox, you know?
Yeah, right.
And I said, why would they be mad at me? Look what I've done here. And she said, you have not depicted all of the races at your place.
Mm.
Well, how the heck am I to know what they look like, you know? So, anyway, as I understand, there's 156 different races.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then she said, down on the highway, I have this big metal alien, okay? And I dress that alien in clothes, farmer outfit, a square dance outfit. You know, right now it's got a bikini on it, and... So anyway, she said, you need to come up with more costumes for the one on the highway.
Aliens need to pay for those things, I'm thinking.
Huh?
I would say, well, then the aliens need to pay for all those costumes.
Or just come down here and do it, you know?
Yeah, go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Come up with the idea of what the different things they should wear.
Mm.
But anyway.
That's really cool.
I did do that. I've had others come and tell me that I was meant to do this.
And so now you really feel like it's your calling in life.
Yeah.
And it took you how many years to realize that, huh?
Yeah. You know, who'd ever thought? I was always into livestock all of my life.
So you were a non-believer in UFOs, didn't believe them?
Not that I didn't believe. I've always believed that there is life someplace else.
Hmm.
I mean, I've always believed that. As far as seen anything to verify that, I'd never seen anything. And now, there's something else going on, guys.
Would you say, since you live in an area where there's a lot of open space, the majority of people that live out where you do are believers in this kind of thing? I mean, because they probably see it a lot more than people that don't live in those kind of areas.
Yeah, they do. And some of them will try to slough it off as a weather balloon. Like one of the farmers was telling me how he and his son were driving down one of the back roads, and this saucer appeared next to them in the field next to him. And he said, so they would speed up, it would speed up. They'd slow down, it would slow down. So then he tells me later, he says, I figured out what it was. And I said, what? And he said, well, it was a weather balloon. I said, give me a break. You know, they can't go fast and slow whenever they want. So, and then I had another farmer tell me how he was out irrigating his fields at 4 o'clock in the morning. And he said, all of a sudden, this bright light appeared. And when it appeared, the irrigation water turned blood red.
Really?
But when the light left, the irrigation water went back to its normal color. So, you know, there's so many stories.
Yeah, there's so many stories and so many different things. And, you know, it's a lot to take in.
Yeah, it is. And I have folks who send me pictures and others that bring me pictures, you know. And you look at them and you try to, I mean, I try to be objective.
Right.
But then finally you just got to give it up, guys. You know, it's nothing that you are familiar with.
Well, and I'm sure there are people that hoax things. And I'm sure there are people that it could be explained away. Maybe we just don't quite understand. But who's to say that it's not? Why are we so bent on proving that this does not exist? Oh, no, it doesn't exist. How do they even know? They don't know.
They don't know. And a lot of those people have never seen anything. And what I also have found is that somebody who has seen something, even when they were a small child, can remember every single detail about it.
Mm-hmm.
That alone is bizarre, you know?
So you're, from what you've heard with these people, do you think that they are interacting with us and trying to, they're not here just to study us. They've been interacting with us for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really trying to help us move along in our evolution.
I totally agree. Yeah.
There's a friend of mine. It's not like we hang out because he's from Canada. He's from Vancouver. But his name is Jim, and he wrote a book about, he got abducted in 1987. And his story was really one of, they came to be like family to him. Now, he didn't remember all of it. It was at a truck stop, and he was literally taken right out of his car through the roof of the car.
Wow.
And he remembered some of it, but under hypnosis, he remembered the rest of it. And he was frightened and screamed at first, but then they told him stuff and they talked to him. And by the time they left, he said it was like family and he cried.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me that he really felt that they were trying to help us, prepare us for helping us wake up. And they took a lot of the people, in his opinion, to educate them. And, you know, if you're a superior race with that has respect for life, you don't go in there and just do whatever you want. You allow the people of Earth to pretty much almost destroy themselves. You might step in at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't go in there and say, this is the way it is, this is the truth, so shut up already. You just gently let people know, this is what's going on. There's going to come a day when we're going to make ourselves more known, when more people are ready to accept us.
You need to talk to Judy Carroll.
Do I? Why, is that right up for rally?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like there's an agenda, from the best I can understand of it. There's been an agenda for a while. You know, the Earth has been a place where a lot of truth has been kept in the dark, deliberately, I believe. And and this is part of, you know, if you talk about a spiritual journey, then it really doesn't matter. It's just part of what's going on. And this has been allowed. And now we're coming into a time of awakening. And I think there's a lot of beings, some even people would say a federation of these beings. Some of them, you know, are from another dimension. Some are from another galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're here to assist us, is what I believe. A lot of what could be going on with the visit.
I think you're right. Totally.
And that's something that Judy echoes as well?
Yep.
I got to write her name down. I mean, I'll hear it again, but how do you spell her last name?
Carroll.
Okay.
And it's human by day, Zeta by night, and it's marvelous.
I'm thinking you must have been an alien at one time too, Judy.
I'm thinking so too. After reading her book, there's just so many similarities to...
You ever have a feeling of looking... I used to do this. I'd look at the sky and I'd think, I miss my home.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I look at it and I don't know. It's not like that all the time, but once in a while, it's just like this deeper feeling which I believe I probably lived many, many different lifetimes, many, many different places, Earth as well, but there's something that draws me to the stars. It's really nice talking to you. Is there anything else you'd like to add as well? Do you have anything coming up, events or anything like that?
Yeah, we've got a conference coming up July 26th and 27th, and we got some really phenomenal speakers who are going to speak at the conference. And I've tried to keep the cost of it low because we live so far out in the sticks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we charge $25 a person for the conference and then $10 a night for camping if they want to camp.
Boy, that's going to really set the rest of us
back. I know.
$35? Wow.
I started charging an admission at the place.
Mm.
Big whopping, $2 a person and $5 a carload. Okay.
And who are the people that are coming out to speak? Are they fairly well known?
Paula Harris. Are you familiar with Paula?
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh. Joe Fex. Steve Alexander. And then there's, I forget what the others' names are. I'm drawing a blank. Not in the office.
That's okay.
But anyway, they're all really, really good speakers. And I'm so looking forward. We got a gal coming from Los Angeles.
Wow.
But, you know, when people will come from miles away to come speak at our conference, it kind of blows my mind. Now, if folks want to get on our website, there's an entire schedule and program on there, and that's UFOWatchtower.com.
Well, you know, it's like what you're doing is allowing people an opportunity to speak, and I'm really doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel, and I've felt this way for the last 6 years, really strong, because I've had a lot of strange experiences in my life. Going back, anything from spirits, you know, just many, many different things. And something kicked in about 6 years ago and really told me that I need to start pursuing this. And I've had so many stories that people have told me on top of that. And so now I know, it's like it's been confirmed by others as well, that this is part of what I need to be doing. Certainly it's not the whole thing, because there's more to life than that, right, Judy?
Oh, yeah.
And the adventure can be something we can build on as well. It doesn't have to be this. I mean, it can be this, but there can be more. We're not these one-dimensional things. We have multi things that can go on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're not necessarily defined by that. But part of me really knows, just like I'm guessing part of you really knows, you're at the right place at the right time.
Yeah, and I think the UFO Watchtower has given people who have had experiences to go talk about them, and nobody makes fun of them.
Yeah, that's what
you know, because so many times folks will say, well, I saw this, and they'll say, well, what were you drinking, you know?
Yeah.
But that's what I have found. The other thing is I think the government has pretty much left me alone, because what this does is it familiarizes people with it, and we've got a little bit of a giggle with figures and stuff out there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But to make folks feel more comfortable when they're around this type of thing.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time before I think that they're going to make themselves known. And
yeah.
I believe the government probably knows that. So really, you're kind of doing them a favor.
I think so, you know?
And
so anyway, we have a good time with it. And I think the folks that come to visit, they have a good time with it. We have our serious moments.
Mm-hmm.
But we have our little giggles, too. So.
Well, it sounds like an awesome place, and I certainly would like to talk to you again. And if anything ever happens that you want to share, or
okay.
even if you think of more things that you'd like to talk about,
okay.
please contact me, because I really enjoy talking to you, Judy. You're down to earth. You're my kind of guest. You just you tell it like it is. And
I remembered the other names on the conference.
Okay, who else do you have coming out there?
Christina George. And Dr. A.C. Ross, and he's a Native American.
Okay.
See, I'm Teton Sioux, so
I don't really follow the UFO culture like I used to. I did years ago. I was really, that's all I cared about, but I care about so many other things that I look into, you know,
mm-hmm.
like a little bit of everything. And so people will
say, I like
ghosts. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that and Sasquatch? You got any Sasquatch people that come out there?
Yeah, and they've seen them in the mountains here by us.
Mm. And have they seen them near UFOs?
Joe Fex is going to show the first footage of a UFO with a Sasquatch at our conference.
Hmm, that's interesting.
So this, I want to see that. I'm excited over that.
Yeah. And so there's just, there's a lot of things that I just keep an open mind to all of it. And I a lot of people I know, and it's not knocking the UFO community, but they get focused on one thing, and that's all they care about.
Yeah.
And I care about all of it.
Now, there's a concrete place in Tennessee. And if anybody's coming through Tennessee, get a hold of me, because they've got a concrete Sasquatch that I want to buy and put out here. I just can't get to Tennessee to get it.
So you're saying to pick it up for you?
Huh?
You want them to pick it up and bring it to you?
Yeah, pick it up and bring it out here for me. You know, if they're going to make a trip, please.
Yeah, what the heck. Put them on top like they did in that vacation movie. Put them on top of your car. Nobody will look at that, right? It's a real pleasure talking to you, Judy. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.